Hello everyone, welcome to Empower, my power, your power, our power. Today's episode is an extra special one, a treat for all fashion lovers out there. I'm delighted to introduce my guest, a pioneer of Indian fashion, a red carpet favorite, loved and worn by A-listers, a top choice for bridal fashion, and all in all a household name in the world of luxury, fashion and design in India and the world over. She is none other than Monisha Jaisingh. Welcome, Monisha. Thank you so much for joining us on Empower today.
Whoa, that was something. Thank you for having me, Meenakshi. And I mean, I love Empower. Of course, it's Meenakshi Power.
How sweet.
MJ Power right here.
Absolutely.
You know, Meenakshi's been really kind. And, you know, as you can see, I mean, all the words that she's used to describe me, I really hope I can live up to that.
No, it's the truth. Absolutely.
And, anyway, thank you for having me, Meenakshi.
You know, we love your clothes. My whole family, me, we're all avid shoppers of your beautiful creations. So this is all coming genuinely from our heart. You know, we can't wait for your collections every season. So Monisha, in the past 2 decades, you have successfully established yourself as one of the country's most recognized fashion designers. Tell us the journey and what has it taken to build the brand Monisha Jaisingh.
Monisha Jaisingh as a brand was established in 1989. Which is like 32 years ago.
Amazing.
Okay, let's say 31 because, you know, 20 was just a washout year. And, you know, coming back to 21, so you can say that we're 31 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And way back then, fashion was very nascent. No one had any concept of what a fashion designer does.
Right.
What we used to have in this country were ladies tailors, very talented. So I'm not going to take that away from them. In every high street corner. So, I mean, you know, you want to go to a party, go and buy fabric, think of a design, go to that lady's tailor, voila, he'll make it for you and you're ready for the party.
Yeah, as we were speaking earlier, people
exactly.
were cutting corners.
People were doing
that.
I don't know whether it was cutting corners. I think they didn't know what value a designer could bring.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a way of life then.
Absolutely.
And, so then, of course, you know, at that time, one of my pioneers, Tarun Tahiliani, who started, I think, a year before I did.
Right.
It was his vision that you know, he wanted it to be, you know, he wanted designers, you know, to be known. And you know, the crop that we had at the moment was, you know, was limited. So he got all of us together and under one roof. And, you know, he started on SOM.
Yes.
So I would give a lot of the credit of what Indian fashion is today to him.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I think everyone knows that.
Right.
And so then I started my career at On Somme.
Lovely.
And
what a wonderful break. I mean,
yes,
he had the best store.
The best store.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, all the designers in the country.
Under
then.
One roof
yeah.
also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then, I mean, like, you know, slowly, like, you know, fashion started, you know, creeping into people's lifestyles. You know, people got to know about, you know, what value a designer can bring. And, you know, started appreciating the collections, you know, the philosophy behind the collection and, you know, started to, like, you know, buy designers, you know, Indian designers.
There was more exposure.
Exactly.
There was more know-how. And
right.
All this being before social media and the digital platform. So everything was word of mouth.
Even before the Fashion Week started, because the Fashion Week's only started in 2000.
Right.
And so we had a good 10-year run of, you know, selling through all these multi-designer stores. You know, there were other stores that popped up,
right.
like, you know, Ogan and, you know, Glitterati. And there was Samsara. And, you know, there were a lot of other names. And then, of course, you know, we had, you know, Fashion Week. You know, we had Lakme India Fashion Week, which was the first Fashion Week platform.
Sure.
You know, where all the designers got together and, you know, we showcased our collection to all the buyers and, you know, again under one roof and, you know, we kind of, you know, projected what you know, what the Western world would do.
It must have been so exciting, you know, to create these for the ramp, the collections,
it
out of the stores and into the
And it was even more exciting. Exactly. Yeah. And it was even more exciting because, again, it was all under one roof.
Yeah.
You know, with the media, you know, fashion journalists, I mean,
colleagues,
the press,
yeah,
and colleagues, and, you know, makeup and hair.
And your regular
all
clients.
All the designers, clients, yeah. Everyone under one roof.
I mean, the energy is also fabulous.
Exactly,
you know,
yeah.
I used to love it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So tell me, after all these years, especially in the fashion space that is so saturated, how do you remain relevant to changing tastes and maintain your spot as a front runner in the industry?
I think what every designer does is that we kind of, you know, stick to our core, mm-hmm. okay? You know, we start like, you know, with our collections, and somewhere along the line, you know, we come to know what the core is,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, what our strength is, and that kind of forms a story. And then, you know, collection after collection, you have that story in your mind, but you weave it in a different setting.
True.
And that comes about,
mm-hmm.
and that leads to a kind of a brand identity. And so, you know, when you walk into a place and you see, you know, some gorgeous outfits around, you can immediately tell which one is a Manisha Jaisingh or which one is a Tarun,
yeah.
or, you know, Sabia, Manish, whatever.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you just come to know. Because
you all have your niche and your mark. Yeah,
exactly.
And your style.
It's, you know, the brand identity that comes about.
True.
It's the you know, strength of the designer's vision that's, mm-hmm. you know, that's so, like, you know, apparent in the outfit that it just speaks for itself.
And if I may say, creative genius too. Because,
yes.
you know, it is your style and creativity.
It's your style that comes
that
out.
That sets
yes.
you apart from so many others. There are thousands, you know. And then why a front runner? Because there is some genius in the creativity.
Well,
I truly say that.
I feel there's genius in just about everything that everyone does.
Yeah, how sweet. Very
yeah.
humble of you, I must say. So you're also in every celebrity's wardrobe. I mean, A-listers including Gauri Khan, Deepika, Kareena, Anushka, Priyanka Chopra, Malaika, and so many more millennial artists as well. More and more have been spotted in your collection on multiple occasions. What makes you a favorite of the stars?
Well, I'm one of their favorites.
Yes, so what would you
which
say?
Is nice. And I mean, I really respect these stars because, you know, I mean, the way I see them in India today, they are actually the ones that kind of, you know, tell the story to the masses.
Right.
Because, you know, my reach as a fashion designer, you know, can be to a certain lot of people. But how am I going to get to every household in the country?
Mm-hmm.
These stars have, you know, their own style. And they can narrate the designer's story very well. You know, the minute they have something on,
millions of followers, millions of fans
True. Look at them and, you know, want to be like them, mm-hmm. and want to dress like them. So, I mean, you know, I mean, I would say Bollywood and fashion today definitely go hand in hand.
Absolutely. And iconic, honestly.
Yes.
So do you have a particular celebrity you love designing for? I'm pretty sure you can't name one, but maybe a couple of favorites, maybe one of the first few, or someone special, a muse per se?
Well, not really, actually. You know, they've all been wonderful and they've all done full justice. I mean, mm-hmm. every time I look at them in one of my garments, I just say, wow. You know?
So, maybe the first one you ever dressed, do you remember?
I don't really remember
okay,
that as well.
Okay.
I mean, it's way... First one, okay, let me check. Let me think about this. Actually, yes. The first star I've ever dressed was Aishwarya Rai Bachchan.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Nice. I forgot
yes,
to mention
I will
her
not
earlier.
Forget
Sorry.
That. I
yeah.
will not forget that because
yeah,
she
she's
was
beautiful,
just...
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. How lovely. She must have been very young then, no?
Yes, yes.
Yeah?
You
for
know,
a
what
movie
this is,
or...
You know, when, no. I dressed her first as a model when
okay.
she came in.
Okay.
And then, of course, you know, when she got into the movies, you know, I dressed her again.
Okay, lovely.
But I think my first very campaign shoot was with Aishwarya Rai Bachchan.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you for sharing that. So how was it collaborating, speaking of the Bachchans, how was it collaborating with Shweta Bachchan, Nanda, for the MXS collection, the Monisha and Shweta Bachchan collection for all our listeners? How did that come about?
That came about, that came about so naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Shweta, as you know, has always had an eye for fashion, mm-hmm. and detail.
Right.
So, Shweta has been a friend of mine, and for the longest of time, I've even been friends with her family.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Shweta came to me, and this was a couple of years ago, and it was for a party that she wanted an outfit for. Mm-hmm. It was a common friend's 50th birthday. And she knew exactly what she wanted.
Right.
And she knew who could make it for her. And she knew exactly that if she came to me,
right.
that both of us together could really co-design this outfit.
Right.
And when she kind of explained it to me, I sketched it out for her. And she said, yes, this is it. Mm-hmm. you've read my mind. And then together we kind of, co-made it and co-produced it. And
seed was born for the collaboration.
And the thing is that when she wore it, she got so many compliments.
Right.
At that party, I could see people saying that, where is this from? And this is amazing and everything. And then I said to myself, no, but you know what? Actually, yes, we did co-design it, but it was her idea.
Yeah.
So I said, we can work together.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think something... I just felt that, I think it's just not going to end there. Something's going to come out of this.
Yeah, like a beautiful print.
Something
fun,
is. And I just felt that.
Yeah.
Then a couple of months later, she came to me again and said, "Ki, let's just design a capsule collection for fun."
Right.
I said, "There, see, I just knew
I
that,
actually
you know,
came
we
for it.
Would
I was
collaborate.
Invited and I did I shop.
Said, I said, you know what? I said, I just knew then that, our connect in fashion and, mm-hmm. the way we thought was so similar. I knew this was going to come about. So then when she came to me for a capsule collection, we then decided that let's not just do a capsule collection. Let's get serious since mm-hmm. we both love fashion.
And I remember you sold out as
let's set
well.
Up, exactly.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
let's set up a company. Let's set up a brand. Forget the capsule.
Right.
Let's set up a nice brand that, mm-hmm. you know, that can just appeal to the millennials.
Absolutely.
And, so that's what we did.
Yeah, I think it appeals to any age group, honestly.
Exactly.
I've seen teenagers buying
exactly.
it. I've seen,
sorry, yeah.
you know,
I
older
correct
women.
Myself.
No,
yes,
no,
yes.
But I
so
understand where you were coming
exactly,
from because
yeah.
that was the thing missing in your collections as well, I feel.
Right.
You know, it was
right.
more dressy, more couture,
yeah.
more, you know.
So we needed something.
Yeah,
like
a pret, like a light, you know. It
right.
was really nice. I think it was a great amalgamation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's how MXS came about.
Okay.
And, we're 3 years old today and we have a huge customer base.
Great.
And, we're already on our 14th collection and, each collection, we introduce about, 20 new styles and, we just make, limited pieces per style. So, it's something special that a person wants to get.
Absolutely. Now tell, and also I feel it's accessibility.
Right.
So for someone who maybe cannot afford the more high end, they would want a piece of Monisha Jaisingh
exactly.
or a piece of, the collaboration of yours with Shweta Bachchan. So I think it's
yeah.
so beautiful that you make it accessible. It's all about moving with the times and,
yeah,
reaching
and
to as many people
great.
As you like.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah? And so Shweta's daughter, Navya Naveli Nanda, who has modeled extensively also for the line when you launched, I think it was a great example of how you were showcasing that people of all ages can now, have accessibility, look trendy, besides the beautiful couture creations that you have as well. Tell me, what advice would you give to aspiring designers trying to cut a name out for themselves in this very crowded, however amazingly creative space of fashion?
The advice that I would give out there to all the young designers is that stick to your core. It may take you a while to exactly pinpoint what is the core. So you can experiment. But when you find it, please stick to it because mm-hmm. that's what's going to lead to your brand identity.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
Yeah.
And speaking of your core and something that really, really, you know, puts a stamp on the kurti, you've been credited with reinventing the age-old kurti. Can you elaborate on that? I'm dying to wear it. I own some of them. And, you know, you guys are going to see lovely pictures of a lot of these clothes soon. So, Bonisha, the kurti, the reinvention, the glamorous side of it, the beauty of it. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, well, the kurti I reinvented in the year 1999.
Mm-hmm.
And actually late 1999, you can say, you know, 1999 or 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually meant to be for export. And that export order of mine got cancelled for some mm-hmm. reason. So I just sold them here. Mm-hmm. And it was just a huge hit.
Absolutely. And till today, it sells beautifully.
It does. It does. And it's something that, I mean, every collection of mine has. We keep reinventing it in a new avatar. And, you know, whether it's, you know, just in mull or silk or linen, whether it's with thread work or with some crystals.
Or all sequins also.
Or all sequins.
And the dress version
exactly.
is fabulous.
So we just keep reinventing it. And it just always works because it's Indian in its spirit.
Yeah.
And yet it's so international today.
Absolutely. I was just going to say that yeah. especially all with your wide expanse of NRI clientele as
oh,
well.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, they must be loving it.
In fact, you know, the order that I got for this was, from a French company.
Mm-hmm.
And it all started is because it was this French company that approached me and asked me to make a beach cover up.
Yeah.
So,
it has
I don't
that resort vibe.
It came into my mind that a Lucknow kurti over a bikini would just work.
Yeah.
And when I showed the sketches to the French company, they loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's when I got about making that order.
Right.
But somehow that company eventually cancelled the order because they went bust. Because it was right in the middle of recession in...
France?
No. In Europe.
In Europe, yeah.
And they couldn't, like, for some reason, I mean, the company
yeah.
just went bust. And I was
you were
like,
meant
oh my
for
God.
Bigger, better
I was like,
things.
Oh my God, what happened?
Now worldwide, your people are just in France.
But then I just introduced it in my country and
yeah.
they just took to it.
No, it's fabulous,
yeah.
honestly. It's a classic now.
Exactly.
You must have in
yeah.
everyone's wardrobe. So tell me, what and who inspires your design philosophy? Like India or your travels, colors, seasons, anything in particular?
Well, I think designers get inspired by everyone
mm-hmm.
and by everything. I mean, even sitting here now, you know, talking to you, like, you inspire me. He is inspiring me while he's taking his picture. I mean, like, you know, my picture. And I think it's everything. It's nature. It's, you know, architecture, art, people, travel,
mm-hmm.
everything. The sun, the sand, the sea,
oh,
everything.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's like I say, the senses, you know, whatever
exactly.
you see, whatever
you
eat, you
just
whatever
get inspired.
You touch.
Yeah,
yeah, of
yeah.
course.
I think a lot of us have been inspired by this wretched COVID as well.
Yeah.
You
know? Look, yeah. Empower was born.
Exactly.
And we are here today.
Exactly. Yeah.
With the fabulous Bonisha.
So I think everything is, everything, you know, that happens around you is an inspiration.
How lovely. And so true, honestly.
Yeah.
What does your consumer want today, Bonisha? How have tastes and styles evolved, do you think, according to you nowadays, especially?
See, I mean, well, I would actually like to answer this question as pre-COVID and post-COVID.
Absolutely.
So pre-COVID, it was a bit of a nonsensical buying. People were just out there, you know, mm-hmm. everyone was buying. And designers were also producing, overproducing. So, you know, we kind of abused the environment a little bit. And
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of this has to be, you know, with what, you know, we were doing as well.
Yeah.
And, but today, I think, you know, the consumer is very careful and is now studying what they need, what they don't want, looking at their own taste, their own style, and trying to, do their best with, you know, whatever budgets they have.
Yeah.
Because everyone
good
has less budgets.
Even
yes.
if it's clothing. Yeah.
Yes. And similarly, we as designers are become more conscious. You know, we're very careful with our production. We're not wasting so much.
Yeah.
You know, there's not much a waste of labor. There's not much a waste of fabric and stuff like that. And, you know, everyone is planning before because we know that we have only that much time to produce.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, you know, limited production capacities, you know, because of the epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think everyone's become very conscious, cost effective. And I think that all the businesses, you know, whether it's fashion or any other business, I
think everyone, exactly,
I think everyone's reworking and, you know, just, you know, replanning their organizations.
Especially, I feel, the luxury lifestyle segment, you know.
Exactly, yeah. So I think what you're going to get out there now, you know, post-COVID is going to be very good stuff, very well thought about and very well priced as well.
Absolutely. I feel like quality rather than quantity, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So tell me, the brand has successfully established itself as a top choice for bridal fashion. Look at all these beautiful bridal clothes. I mean, some of them off the rack, some bespoke, some couture you create, which are amazing. With weddings back on the cards, what advice would you give to our brides-to-be and their entourage out there? What are the top trends in bridal fashion now, this year?
Well, you know, well, I don't look at the clothes as bridal art.
Mm-hmm.
I look at it as couture.
Right.
So, you know, whether a bride wants to wear it on her special day or a superstar wants to wear it for her red carpet appearance,
mm-hmm.
or some young girl wants to wear it for her 30th or, mm-hmm. or whatever, it's couture. Okay.
Absolutely.
So we don't necessarily just only dress the bride.
Sure.
And yes, but the bride, of course, is very much a part of this, and so
mm-hmm.
is her entourage. And basically, everything we have out here is you know, for her to come and to, you know, have a pick. You know, we work on a bespoke service as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone wants to get fitted or wants something, you know, changed as per her requirement, you know, we sit with the person and we plan it out so that it makes sense, you know, so that, you know, we can meet her needs and yet we can keep the balance of the design.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we just give
something
our
for
couture
everyone.
Client an experience that she'll never forget, right,
of
from
course.
The time she walks in to, you know, design something special for her day, to her fittings, her alterations, everything, to the final day when she wears it, she feels special.
Right.
And we
so
always
glamorous.
Make sure that everything is perfect.
Yes, yes.
And the way she visualized it.
Absolutely. So the reason I asked you and focused on brides was to ask you about what makes the Monisha dressing bride different from every other. Like, I know the answer to that, what I would answer, but
right.
I want your version. For
okay.
example,
huh.
I would say it's a more sexier look. It's a more, I mean, I find it very cool, very trendy, sexy,
yeah.
you know, because I feel that's your niche, you know,
right.
you know, beautifully corseted clothes, amazing lehengas, sari gowns that are stunning. That's for me what I would say, but I would like to hear from the designer herself.
Yeah, you know, we're not very mainstream, as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
And we always offer you that edge.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very particular on the cut and the construction of the garment.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I pay extra attention to any garment, even if it's a lehenga. I make sure that it's going to make you two sizes
smaller.
Smaller.
Oh, lovely.
And,
every woman's dream.
Right. And, you know, we construct the corsetry of the gown, you know, to perfection. We make sure it's fitting you well, it flatters your body, and it's comfortable. So we do have an edge over the others
mm-hmm.
on that because, you know, we're very niche, as I said. And so you've got to have that sensibility. You've got to want that luxury of a good fit. If you understand that, you will come to Monisha Jessing.
Yes,
yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah. So you need to understand that because
yeah.
we specialize in fit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you understand the importance of that, you will come to me.
And beautiful embroideries too.
That
I mean,
too.
Don't underestimate
that, of course.
Beautiful
but that,
colors
but
and
that,
everything.
But that is available across India.
Yeah, no, but the way you
the,
do it.
Okay,
yeah,
yes,
that's
I
what
get
I would
that.
Say. The way
I
you use
that.
Your Swarovskis
yes.
or
yes.
your hand-embroidered I mean, I think it's stunning.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me, looking beyond weddings, what would you peg as the top three trends in Pret right now? What should we be shopping for this season?
Definitely a kurti, because that's classic.
Classic, yes.
And I mean, I would go for a mull or a or something in linen for this season.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, a great pair of jeans. I always feel that you shouldn't let the summer go by without a great pair of blue jeans.
Right.
And a t-shirt from MXS.
Fabulous. I like that. So what's next for brand Monisha Dressing? We're going to summarize everything and we're going to end with what's next. What can your brand loyalists like me and many, many others expect to see more of from you?
Well, looking at the way you look, Minakshi, I think you're super sexy. I have to say that.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
And I mean, I was very pleased to hear from Rashna that, you know, you're such a great client of mine, which means that you must have done absolute justice to every Monisha Jaising piece you own.
Oh, sweet. And I look forward to wearing some
more. I would love to see all those images, actually. Please do share them with me.
Of course. It'll be my
pleasure.
So
basically, I mean, I think you can rock about. I mean, you can rock just about anything.
Oh, sweet. So, yeah. So, I think anyone who wears anything of yours can basically rock it. Because they look good on everything. And you have something for everyone. Like we said, from t-shirts to couture,
right.
You know, everything. So, thank you so much, Monisha. What a pleasure chatting with you. And I learned so much. Like, you know, I didn't even realize you'd started with Ensemble and the journey, how the kurta came about, you know, and became the kurti, the famous Monisha Dressing kurti, and, you know, the birth of the new brand, you know, that you branched out into with Shweta Bachchan. So much. Thank you so much for sharing everything with us.
Thank you.
Well, that brings us to the end of a fashion fabulous episode with the lovely Monisha Dressing. Thank you for being here and for all the fashion tips and advice that you've shared today here at Empower. And thank you, my lovely listeners, for tuning in. Stay with it, with all this and more on my Instagram and Facebook, Minakshi Kuwadekar, which has all the podcast-related content, from engaging videos to delightful pictures in her lovely clothes, all especially curated for you. And feel free to email me anytime at empowerbyminakshi@gmail.com. And until then, as always, keep shining. Keep smiling. Have a fantastic week, everyone. And don't forget to own it.